Here today's top stories. Well, the country that famously said, yes, we can, responded with a, no, you don't. President-elect Donald Trump made his way to the White House today to meet and greet President Barack Obama. Believe it or not, it's their first face-to-face meeting. God, to be a fly on the wall when Obama busted out his birth certificate. Trump has already broken press corps protocol, but frankly, if that's the worst thing he breaks, we cool. We cool. The thought pieces are out in force today from all the major newspapers, mostly surrounding how most of the pundits got it wrong. The Tribune and John Cass said that the election is the media's fault for backing Hillary Clinton, which stoked the flames of discontent and motivated Trump's support. You know what? I'll push back a bit that the papers were pro-Hillary. Sorry, there's a big difference between pro-Hillary and anti-Trump. Trump and the nonstop barrage of mainstream media hate had nothing to do with Democrats. It had to do with Trump and his verbal diarrhea. Maybe he knew what he was doing with said diarrhea, but still, gross on so many levels. And yesterday night, protests erupted in major cities around the country, including right here in Chicago. And it was met with eye rolls and sore loser talk. Just because you won the math contest by any means necessary, i.e. being divisive and douchey, doesn't mean that you get the country to fall in line a day after the election. Let's make that clear, since it didn't happen for the last president or the one before that or even the one before that. Some call for the president's birth certificate, some protest en masse in Seattle. Wait. Did anyone protest Gerald Ford for the bicentennial? No? Protesters aren't supporting the results of elections or even being sore losers. They're making their voices heard that the campaign rhetoric that demeaned minorities, women, and immigrants, all Americans, by the way, would not be tolerated in the White House. Also, you realize that this country's been protesting for like 250 years, right? The Declaration of Independence, it was a manifesto. So think about that when you're commenting on Facebook Live protest footage from your basement couch, especially when you consider yourself part of a political movement called the Tea Party. Most protests, they're the same, whether it be in North Dakota, Midtown Manhattan, the steps of the Capitol, or Mount Greenwood. It's people standing up for something they believe in and believe is being threatened. It's simple. Protesters, they're asking for proof that the things said and done in the campaign will not be commonplace for the leader of our nation. And until that proof, I'd avoid Wabash in the river. But you know what? I'm not blaming my neighbors for this chaos. I blame Facebook. Algorithms and silos have created media that's for one group and one group of people only. And the other half, they don't even see it. And I'm convinced it's robots messing with us anyway. They're totally falling for it. Computers unite. Humans divided. Take over the world. Also, you know what? This is about something bigger. I've watched loved ones, women I respect and admire, thoroughly depressed this week. Not because they lost an election or missed out on an opportunity to have the first female in the White House, but that their fellow countrymen, they elected a man who not only contradicts women's political interests, but overtly demeans them. Not only did you dismiss Hillary Clinton, but you actively chose Donald Trump. And that's real. And that's hurt. And that's going to take a while to get over. As a matter of fact, I wonder if the first presidential executive action should be to appoint a secretary of therapy for the entire country. Seriously, I'll open a Kickstarter to fund it. Although it might be more expensive now that Obamacare is going to be repealed. And I guess misogyny? It's a pre-existing condition. So now we find out if Trump is Dick Cheney with a hairpiece or if he's truly the unabashed common sense outsider that voters kind of voted for. Because when he trips up or he turns out to be another elite insider, the quote, well, it's better than Hillary line is not going to cut it. But me, I'm interested to see if Trump was right. And you know what? I'm kind of energized by it. I truly do agree with the sentiments that politics is killing government. So social and cultural issues aside, can he drain the swamp, instill confidence in our economy, and save me hundreds per month on my cable bill? I'm rooting for you, Trump. All right, let's move on. You know what? I went and saw Annie last night at the Cadillac Palace. Great show. You know, it's a play about an orphan and the Depression. Sure, we can be depressed about where we are right now. But you know what? The sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that the sun will definitely come out tomorrow. Oh, you know what? Wait, sorry. It's going to be rainy and cloudy tomorrow. Let me take that back. My bad. Sorry. Scratched that whole thing. In sports, that wonderful time where our athletes get political. D. Wade tweeting about Hillary. Jake Arrieta hates, quote, Hollywood. And Jay Cutler said today that he supported Trump for a long time. Funny, we haven't heard Trump touting that relationship. Jay Cutler is such a winner. Well, mediocre, mostly a loser. I don't know him. Now that the Cubs are over, we can look to the Blackhawks as their only real sports choice. They beat the Blues to continue the winning streak, which is now 7 games. The bread man, Artemi Panarin, got the coveted Gordie Howe hat trick last night. A goal, an assist, and a fight. It was his first fight. It was probably over the election, too. Putin didn't have anything to do with WikiLeaks. The Capitals come to town tomorrow night. The Bulls and D-Wade head back to the Miami tonight to take on the Miami Heat. Let's see if the team can help Wade with that reunion. When the Knicks and Rose and Noah came back to the UC, we couldn't get a win. So, come on, can we just get a win for Wade, please? And finally tonight, you know what? At the end of the day, what can we say about this country? Americans, we love grab bags. We can't help getting excited about the unknown. Yes, I can walk away with this kitchenette set, but what's behind door number two? I want it. Is it hope and prosperity? It's just a tuition voucher to Trump University. What about door number three? Come on, I want it. That's the carryout for November 10th, 2016. America, we hope you come together. That's why we're giving you extra napkins with your order tonight. Because, you know what? We care.